2014, it was a good year to be a geek. We're going to talk about some of the things that we liked in 2014 on the next Shadowbinders podcast. Welcome back to the Shadowbinders podcast. As always, I'm your host, Tom Pratt, the artist of the Shadowbinders webcomic, and with me is my lovely wife, Cambria.
Hello.
Who writes the Shadowbinders webcomic, and together we make the Shadowbinders webcomic.
Just in case you missed it, we do the Shadowbinders webcomic.
Have you ever read the Shadowbinders webcomic?
Well, if you haven't, there's something wrong with you. Go do that now.
Go read the Shadowbinders webcomic. Okay. Anyway, yeah, we're actually not going to talk about the Shadowbinders webcomic. We're going to talk about some stuff that we really thought was pretty cool in 2014. As our regular readers know, we don't just post the comic on the website. We also have a blog, and we talk about some different geeky things that we like in addition to posting comics.
Yes.
So 2014 was a pretty good year.
Oh, yeah, there was some cool stuff.
There's some very cool stuff. So we're just going to go back and forth and talk about some of what we liked.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be in any particular order.
No, so where do you want to start?
Oh, what is something you liked, and then I'll say something I liked, and we'll just go back and forth.
Okay, well, I think that the big, well, we'll just right off the bat, the biggest geek news, I think, this year, I would say is probably the Star Wars trailer.
Star Wars, yes.
The Force Awakens. Finally had a trailer for it a couple of weeks ago.
People didn't like it.
Well, I don't know. Some people got really, really excited for it, and some people just...
Well, all I heard complaints about was the Black Stormtrooper.
Which I don't...
What's the problem?
Who cares?
Well, it's been so many years, the clones are dead, so there could totally be people of different... Yeah. But of different, you know...
Ethnic diversity.
Yes, being wanted to be a Stormtrooper for the Empire.
I'm trying to figure out how this is even... Like, is that what the complaint was? Because they all thought that they were supposed to be Jango Fett clones.
I don't really understand what they're mad about, but they're like mad because there's a Black Stormtrooper. I'm like, so years. What?
I don't know. I actually was more... disappointed that we didn't see any of the old cast.
Yeah, in the trailer, you think they would.
Yeah, I mean, they showed the Falcon, which was cool. I mean, it was cool to see the Falcon again. But I guess then people were complaining about the new lightsaber.
Yeah, I heard about that one too.
The cross guard, whatever.
Yeah, but someone brought up a good point. Okay, Luke and Vader both had their hands cut off. And by having that cross guard, it can stop the lightsaber from coming through and cutting your hands off.
It's like, it's about damn time somebody put a safety on the lightsaber.
I mean, they had them on swords all the time. They have that guard over your wrist so you can't cut your hand off.
I thought it
made complete sense.
You know, I mean, the thing about, you know, any kind of teaser like this is that, you know, people have been waiting so long for a sequel, you know, to the original trailer.
Everybody has their opinions.
They've all got their opinions, and there are so many expectations that I don't think you're ever going to...
Oh, you can never meet everybody's expectations.
Please anybody. My feeling on it is, it was cool to see. I wasn't as blown away as...
there wasn't enough to see.
There wasn't enough to see, and frankly, after getting burnt with the prequels, I'm just kind of like...
Hey, I'm just happy they're having real sets.
Yeah, that is cool. I mean, I'm hopeful. I'm more hopeful about... these, but I guess, you know, Star Wars isn't really my favorite film trilogy of all time anymore, so it's, Cam is pouting.
Well, it's not my favorite film trilogy of all time either, but I really like Star Wars.
I know, but it's just been, I almost feel like we've just been Star Wars out. Like, when Phantom Menace came out, you know, there had been, like, a long, dry spell of Star Wars. I mean, there's some expanded universe stuff, but as far as, you know, movies, there hadn't been a movie in 16 years.
The books were good.
And Cam's actually in one of the books, but that's a whole other.
If you look up Cambria on Wikipedia, and that was actually named after me.
It was named after Cam, yes.
Long story.
But she's a female devil.
Yeah, I die.
Character
I make it two
dies.
Books, and I die.
She dies.
I was a bad guy.
But I'm just kind of like, you know, there was such a drought that people were completely blown away by the Phantom Menace trailer, even though the movie itself was not that good.
They're just so excited.
They're so excited to see something new, Star Wars. And now it's like, okay, well, we had the prequels, which a lot of people didn't like. We've had the Clone Wars. We've had, you know, they have Star Wars Rebels, Star Wars video games. Like, Star Wars never really went away. So it just feels like, okay, it's more Star Wars. you know.
Well, there wasn't, I mean, you had a gap, it was only a few years between, because even after Jedi, they had some stuff out for a couple years after that, and then it went away for like
yeah, the Ewok movies.
It went away just for a few years, and then back in the 90s, it was back, so, yeah. early 90s. So it wasn't that much of a lag between them anyway. Movies, yes, but Star Wars
movies,
stuff in general.
Yeah, and I think just, but with like the TV series, it's like it never really,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It just it never really went away, and well, it's been what 10 years since.
I do think they, Attack you know, the it's Clones. A teaser, so you can't go by teaser because they don't have much. Sith. But I can't. I'm so old, but you know, they really probably should have flashed something with the original cast on it, though. To
Yeah, I think that'll be the next. I mean, this is just a teaser trailer. Right. I think they're trying to set up, you know, the new characters.
Expectation. Sorry, I had to channel my inner Rocky Horror. Okay. Rocky Horror. I can't speak. Rocky Horror. You Rocky Horror. Anyway, but it's just, you know, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I hope Harrison Ford's leg healed okay.
Yeah. I mean, it should be cool to see. I'm just afraid of, you know, this being like, okay, the old cast will show up and get killed off in the first movie, and then we're stuck with a bunch of new characters.
Oh, I hope they don't do that. That'd be dumb.
That would be dumb. Like, everybody's a Force ghost, you know? Just like...
Okay, that would be interesting.
Everybody's
Well, I don't
dead.
Think they'll do that because, you know, George Lucas isn't making it.
You know, and then again, I'm thinking, like, you know, when they're trying to introduce an old cast and a new cast, then you have, like, I'm thinking Tron Legacy...
I didn't really
which was meh,
Tron,
you know, Indiana Jones,
yeah,
which was meh,
not
you know,
because yeah.
I mean, this is sort of going down the same road where, okay, we've got the old cast and the new cast, and we're going to shoehorn the new, you know what I'm saying?
It's just, so in, you know, 30 years when they bring you in, everybody's going to go, oh, it's meh.
What?
You're old. I'm sorry.
It's meh. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm cautiously optimistic. I like J.J. Abrams, I think. I mean, a lot of people, diehard Trekkies, didn't like the Star Trek movies. I loved them.
And I grew up with my dad, who was diehard Trekkie, and
yeah.
I liked him.
I mean, I didn't care so much for the original series, but I loved Next Generation and you know, Deep Space Nine. And I liked what they did. They made it more accessible.
Yeah, no, I think so, yeah.
So, you know, and Super 8 was a really good movie. And he really tends to, I'm really hopeful too, because Abrams tends to kind of nail that nostalgic Spielberg type feeling mm-hmm. with his project. So I think it'll be okay.
I can't wait to find out, but we
yeah.
have to wait. So.
We do have to wait next year, next
yes.
Christmas.
Not, yeah, it's not that long.
No, I mean, it's already filmed. They're just popping in special effects. And
yeah, I don't think it's as easy as popping it in, but okay.
It's like magic.
Yeah.
Well, everything's a puppet this time, so it might not take him as long.
I don't know. Because one thing I hated about when they re-released the originals and then they brought the new ones out before was it didn't seem like everything was where it should be. Like, when you have a real set, even if it's puppets, it seemed real. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then when they had the 3G and everything was, like, done in blue screen, it looked okay. It looked cool, except for, you know, Jabba. Jabba looked really terrible in the re-release, but...
They kind of fixed him for the DVD.
I know, release, but it just wasn't the same.
Scene was cut for a reason. You know?
it was just not the same. I think you're better to have the real sets. That's just me.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, the prequels especially. Now, Sith, I don't think, was as big of an offender, but I know Phantom Menace, you know, there are parts of it just look like a video game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't, you know, it just, I mean, especially the Gungan battle at the end.
Yeah.
Because the technology wasn't quite there, and nothing is real.
Well, even
though
the technology is there today, stuff still doesn't always look real.
No. Well,
and you
okay.
can still tell it's not.
Case
so.
In point, perfect example, the Hobbit movies. Okay, the Hobbit movies, the new films are very CG
mm-hmm.
heavy compared to Lord of the Rings.
Well,
they do
look better than Star Wars.
They look better than Star Wars, but still, like, I think the Hobbit movies look more fakey than the original,
mm-hmm.
you know, than Lord of the Rings, because they had a lot of practical sets and
yeah,
puppets.
Yeah, it was amazing, and now it's, yeah.
It looks very, like, they're going for that fantasy look, but it looks almost like a game.
Yeah.
Sometimes it looks like a video game, like a
yeah.
cartoon.
Yeah,
and,
things aren't, they're not alive, and you can tell.
Yeah, like, the, you know, having the original, having the orcs in the makeup and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that was better than having the CG
right.
stuff. So, you know, I'm hoping that know, maybe we'll see a return to more practical effects.
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, yeah.
And if my tongue was working, I could speak.
Okay, so what else was newsworthy this year?
That was cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'll talk about it. I liked two movies. I liked the Lego movie, and I liked Godzilla.
Yeah. Yeah, and they both kind of came out of left field. Like, I think I didn't expect the Lego movie to be any good.
Yeah, and we were really kind of more going for the kids.
Yeah.
Everything is awesome. Song sticks in your head.
Yeah. No,
it
was...
The kids have it on their iPads.
It was genuinely surprising how good the Lego movie was. And Godzilla, I think people had really low expectations for Godzilla after...
I liked Godzilla. I think it's you can either love it or hate it. And I think what I liked about Godzilla was... They had so many things that were kind of in it, like they had the Mothra and the aquarium. Mm. And then I like how they had the fight scenes. The way he would kind of like be in the air and then come down. That's the way they did it.
Mm.
It reminded you of people in suits.
Yeah.
Like how they would fight with the suits. And I love that they kind of did that.
Yeah, people were complaining that it was too slow. But I'm like, have you ever watched any of the original Godzilla movies? Because it takes like an hour to get to the monster.
Yeah.
It's basically a bunch of scientists standing around talking about a monster. And then Godzilla shows up in the last 10 minutes and...
Godzilla was really good.
Beats up the monster. It was good. It was really good.
Even though my son was... He brought up a good point. The commercials. You kept seeing the dad, who was the actor. I can't remember. But they kept seeing him all the time. Like
the guy
about,
from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, like it was about him. And then, you know, I don't want to ruin it for anybody in case you haven't
seen
it.
No, it's been out for a while. You know what? Hey, spoiler alert. We're going to ruin these movies for you, so...
Yeah, but he was, like, dead within the first, like, half an hour of the movie. And it was... So the commercials made you think he was the main character. And then he was gone, like, in the beginning. And I was like, what?
It's like, you know? Bela Lugosi in Plan 9 from Outer Space. They had some stock footage of him. And then they killed him off in, like, the first 2 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, it was like, what? Not that it mattered, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
and I just
it's like, we could afford to pay him for the whole film, sorry.
Well, our son is a Godzilla fanatic. I mean, he loves
Godzilla
or anything kaiju, you know, Ultraman, Pacific Rim, anything like that.
Yeah, like most kids his age are, you know, Transformers or, you know, whatever, Power Rangers. And he's got, like, a room full of vinyl kaiju that adults would kill for.
Yeah,
so
we're
enablers.
Yeah, we are. We're terrible. But, yeah, that was really good. And, of course, we took our children to see it. Oh, it was so funny. We took our kids to see it. And Kyrie is, at the time, was 6.
Mm.
And I probably shouldn't have taken her to see it because, you know, there's some parts in it that aren't appropriate for children. So we're concerned. We're watching the movie. We're concerned it's getting too violent. We're trying to cover her eyes. She's getting mad and, like, trying to duck her head down to watch it. And they start fighting. And she leans over to me and she goes, well, it's about time.
So, yeah, didn't she when Godzilla, like, you know, shot the laser turbonuclear breath down the one Muto's throat, didn't she, like, take your hands off her eyes or something?
I don't remember.
She wanted to see his head explode or something.
Well, it was terrible. But she was just like... It's about time. So I was like, okay. I was like, oh, maybe I should have brought these kids to see this movie.
Yeah, so that was...
Transformers, too. We didn't know how bad it was. You were supposed to check.
I did. This one site I checked was like, oh, okay, let's talk about... Yeah, okay. Well,
that was this year, too, wasn't it? Transformers? Yeah.
Yeah, Age of Extinction, or Stinction, depends on who you talk to. I read a review online that said it didn't have as much sexual innuendo as... the previous Transformers movies, and it doesn't, but they do drop the F-bomb about 3/4 of the way into the movie.
I'm talking about the part, like, you know, the guy is incinerated.
Oh, yeah, no, okay.
And she's like, but that was their friend.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I didn't know anything about it.
All the cute little dinosaurs in the beginning.
Yeah, okay, yeah, they murder baby dinosaurs. See, if you haven't seen
the
movie.
The baby dinosaur makes it, the other dinosaurs behind him.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the movie, so, yeah, they have a funny friend, you know, because every Transformers movie, they have the funny friend. And the funny friend is, you know, you're thinking, hey, he's going to be the comic relief of this movie or whatever. Well, they cook the funny friend. About, 45 minutes into the movie?
I don't know, something like
and
that.
Not only do they cook him, but they have his charred remains standing there. And then they just kind of linger, the camera's lingering on his smoldering face and all that. And it's like, wow, so we know he's, like, really, really, really dead, you know?
Yeah. I was giving him death stares away from the movie, like, yeah. I thought you checked this.
And then
I checked this.
I didn't know it was going to be, but, you know, it's not as bad as, like, you know, Revenge of the Fallen, where, you know, they had Sam's Transformer whore girlfriend The one, remember the one co-ed that...
Oh, well, she wasn't his girlfriend. She wouldn't leave him alone.
No, yeah, the one, yeah. And, you know, but they still had, the daughter had to wear cutoffs. Well,
they had the ones in the Age of Extinction, too. They're hunting down Autobots, and that they're killing them brutally on the moon. Yeah, I didn't know. And Kyrie's sitting there, and I was like, you checked.
Yeah,
I know. You said it wasn't as bad as the other one.
They said, one review I read said it's not as bad as the other one. But yeah, they had Ratchet.
They lied.
You know, kindly old Ratchet, who everybody liked Ratchet in the other movies, you know, and then they just sort of, you know, kill him slowly, mercilessly, you know, and then they'd show his face getting melded, and it's just like every horrible thing that could happen to a beloved character, they do it. Just to make Optimus Prime a more insane, crazy psycho killer, you know, which is totally in character for Optimus Prime, so that's like one of the biggest gripes with the whole movie franchise. But yeah, so it was another Michael Bay Transformers movie with dinosaurs at the very end, which is kind of misleading because they're like Dinobots, 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 and they show up in like the last 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah,
you know, they were kind of cool, but they just show up in like the last 10 minutes of the
they were cool though.
3-hour movie.
That's true. They were cool though. Yes. What else? Let's talk about this year. Big Minecraft stuff going on.
This is like the year of Minecraft.
So we had a lot of that. If you read our blog, you can see that we did in March, we did our kids' rooms. We told them we were going to a convention, and we sent them to my parents' house. We usually go when we go to conventions. And then we stayed home and completely redid their two bedrooms in, like, one night.
It was like a weekend, yeah.
Just one night. They came back Sunday, like a night and a half a day.
Yeah.
Because we worked out when they were in school, and then my parents had them pick them up from school and took them home that night, and then they came back Sunday. And we redid the rooms, and I painted Tristan's room to look like big blocks, like bricks. Mm-hmm. And we did a bunch of Minecraft stuff in his room, and our daughter's room looked like a princess stuff.
It was like Extreme Home Makeover Geek Edition.
On the weekend, yeah. So that was cool. And then all the Minecraft skins that came out this year and updates.
Yeah, and then Microsoft bought Mojang. Yes. And that was a huge deal.
Yeah, my son still talks about that. Him and his friends still chat, like, what's going to happen? Are they going to get all weird about it? And
yeah, I think so. I think they will eventually.
I'm sure they will.
They'll take
as much money as they spent on it. They're going to need to make money.
Billions. They spent, $2 billion?
I don't remember. It was a lot. And they're going to have to do some things to, you know, start monetizing it more, or they're not going to make their money back.
Yeah, so I think I could totally see, you know, Minecraft becoming like, you know, Xbox and Windows exclusive.
I don't know. We'll see what happens, but they're gonna do something to get their money back. But they had a bunch of new skins out this year for like skin packs and things and mods and the Doctor Who ones.
You know, all the merchandising really hit this year.
Yeah,
lots of action figures, and it's like everything short of like, you know, creeper cereal, like creeper puffs,
underpants.
Creeper puffs.
If you touch them, they hiss and explode. No.
Okay. All right.
But then they had, like, they have, like, the different Doctor skins you can get now in the companions. And then they had the steampunk one, which was really cool. So our son, he has it on every system in the house.
I know.
Literally every system in the house.
Every computer, every game system in the house. And we've got several.
But they have done studies on it, and they found out that Minecraft actually isn't bad for children.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's in moderation. Because it teaches them to work together. It teaches them, you know, spatial relations and building and all that, so.
So video games aren't of the devil?
Well, that one apparently is not.
That one's not of the devil.
Apparently not.
Okay.
And then what else were we interested in this year that was cool? Well, you were talking about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, the big surprise hit this year was Guardians of the Galaxy, where they took, like, I mean, Marvel, since they can't make movies out of X-Men or Spider-Man in the Marvel Studios, because the rights are all over the place, so Spider-Man's off the table, X-Men's off the table, Fantastic Four's off the table, so they went to, like, the D-list, and they picked the Guardians of the Galaxy, which nobody freaking had ever heard of, you know, I mean, most people haven't, unless you're an avid comic book reader, and they made a movie out of it that was surprisingly good, you know, and do I think it's as good as everybody was making it out to be? I don't think so. I think it was more a case of they expected it to be a terrible, terrible movie, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
So it got a lot of praise.
Yeah, I don't think it was as phenomenal as people said, but I thought it was good. I liked Captain America Winter Soldier a lot.
Yeah, I think for Marvel movies, I think Winter Soldier was much better.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
I liked that one.
Yeah, it was really good. I'm really looking forward to Civil War to see where they go with that.
We made a bunch of announcements a couple months ago, different ones coming up.
Yeah, Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah. People are going all about that on the internet. I'm thinking, what else? Big Hero 6.
Big Hero 6 was awesome. It was really awesome. I mean, it wasn't anything like the Marvel comic, really, but
no.
It was a good flick.
Yeah, it was pretty good. The kids liked it quite a bit.
And then they got the, for Christmas, they got Hero and Baymax for Infinity.
Yes.
Disney Infinity 2, which we were kind of critical of that when it first came out because they didn't show any Disney characters. It was all
Marvel. It was all the Marvel, but they had two waves, yeah.
Yeah, they had a second wave, and they actually had, you know, some Disney characters. And actually, as far as retro Disney goes, like, they had a ton of the power discs, the power-ups that you buy, had, like, really obscure Disney character. I mean, they had, like, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride was one.
Yeah, which you have, if you know us, you know that we're all about Disney.
Yeah.
We're huge Disney fans. Thomas, you know, is big-time Disney. And, yeah.
Main Street Electrical Parade's one of the power-ups. Yes. They had Gus the Mule.
Yeah, they got that one. They got Mr. Toad, too. And then what they really want, we haven't got yet, is Mabel's Kitten Fists.
From Gravity Falls.
Yes, we have to get that. And then speaking of Gravity Falls, for Halloween...
Oh, yeah.
Tom dressed up as Grunkle Stan, Tristan dressed up as Dipper, and Kyrie dressed up as Mabel.
That's, like, the best cartoon on TV. Like, I think Gravity Falls has knocked out Adventure Time and Regular Show. I mean, I really do. I think it's... Well, Regular Show is still pretty good. Adventure Time, I'm getting kind of burnt out on.
Mm-hmm.
But I love Gravity Falls. It's hilarious.
We were watching Gumball the other day, and it was funny because the one guy said, oh, my theory is correct. Or they said, your theory is correct. And he goes, what? The redheads are an alien race or something like that?
Mm.
And Kyrie gets... We're all redheads, except for Tom. And Kyrie looks at the screen, and she goes, ah, that's offensive. She's that's seven. Funny. It was hilarious.
That's funny. Yeah, Gumball's pretty good, too. I think Adventure Time's taking itself a little too seriously now.
I don't know. It's not as much fun as it used to
be. No, I think they're trying too hard.
I read the comics, so they might be good. I have no idea. I haven't read them. But I think what else was cool this year? We talked about the Infinity and that. Oh, we were at conventions. I saw some neat stuff. And I saw it a couple, because they had an intervention. They also had Steel City.
Mm-hmm.
A new thing that I've seen people doing is the candles and the tea blends.
Mm-hmm.
But the candles are really cool. They have ones that smell like different things. Like they have the TARDIS and you're like, what's that smell like?
You're like, what's I that? Don't even remember. I figured the TARDIS probably smells electrical.
Yeah.
But they told me it smelled like blueberries and books, I think is what.
But they had like Sherlock Holmes and stuff. And Tom got me Mr. Darcy because I like Pride and Prejudice.
I love my wife enough to give her Mr. Darcy for Christmas.
I still say you remind me of Mr. Darcy.
I just don't have any money.
Well,
like poor Mr.
Minus
Darcy.
That, but you know, you have the whole stubbornness down.
You've got the whole asshole thing down to the science.
Stubbornness, and the stubbornness down. And he also, when he went to the ALA this year, he brought me back the graphic novel of the Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, the manga?
The manga, yeah.
You said it deviated from the...
I didn't read it all, but yeah, I haven't had time, but it did...
It's like 600
it was,
pages
It was a
crazy.
Little different than what I remember, but it's not bad. And then, yeah, so this big trend this year has been candles that smell like geek. I know they had different ones, like Intervention, she had different doctors. Mm. And this other one that we got Mr. Darcy from, they had, like, the TARDIS and Sherlock Holmes and different geek things. And I think that was really cool.
Yeah, I think it's pretty
cool. They have teas like that, too. I haven't tried them yet, but they have different teas that are inspired by different characters.
Mm.
I think that's clever and thinking outside the box.
Yeah, I think so.
No pun intended.
So this year seemed to be the year of the... surprise box. I don't even know what you would call this, but there are a lot of services out there that are packaging geek goodies and mailing.
Yeah, they have like Loot Crate and Nerd Block, and there's more. There's a gaming one, I think, mm-hmm. and some other ones. Yeah.
Yeah, basically you pay a flat. I mean, if you're not familiar with these, you pay a rate every month, like $20 or whatever, and they send you a box full of stuff.
And surprise, they have a theme or whatever for the month, and... Yeah, we do Loot Crate. We tried to do Nerd Block, but then we couldn't because we're
Canadian
and our credit was like credit card plus.
The banks
like,
is our no. money's no good in Canada.
They were like, so. No, it's too iffy. We can't do it. But we did Loot Crate, and it's been kind of interesting. It's hit and miss. But
it's hit and miss. I mean, we've had some that were really, like last month's, I think, was pretty awesome.
And the Sharknado book, that was pretty
The Sharknado cool. one was really good. But then some of them are just like, I would never buy this stuff.
Yeah, so. But the last one was good. I mean, it had Groot socks in it. And
the Groot socks.
The Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one dressed as Batman and stuff. And you got some cool stuff there. And
yeah, the kids usually like it. I mean, the thing about Loot Crate that's cool, too, is some of the stuff they give you is exclusive.
Yeah, you can't get place else.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. So but, I mean, just realize that when you're buying them that you're probably going to get some stuff you just don't want.
I won't use. But yeah, I got all the cool t-shirts, buy. Though.
Yeah, the t-shirts are pretty cool.
Yeah, so. You walk by conventions, people wear them, like, oh, look great. So, yeah, that was going on this year. It's not just this year. They've been out for a couple years, but this year we started buying them, the Squishables.
Yeah, yeah. We've got...
I love the Squishables.
Squishables. They're, they've been around for a few years.
Yeah, they've been around for a while. It's not a new thing. But we just this year started getting some. We've seen them for a while, but we started getting them. Well, actually, technically, you bought them last year because you bought the kids each one.
Yeah, I bought the kids mini squishes last year, and then this year we went full squish.
We went full squish.
bought some of the big Squishables. And I think everybody's got their... We've got mostly the food themed.
We got a breakfast food. Theme going on.
We do. We've got... Let's see. Cam has toast.
Yeah, I got toast for Christmas. But earlier in the year, I got the big cinnamon bun because I had been coveting the bun for a while.
He's a big squishy bun.
He's so cute. So Tom got me the bun, and we call him Bun Bun. And then for the kids' birthdays, our son played Minecraft with his friends, and they had a guild called the Waffles. So he got a waffle. And our daughter got pancakes because if you ask what she wants for breakfast, 9 times out of 10, it's pancakes.
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 And I got a donut.
And Tom got a donut for Christmas, so he felt left out.
I did. I was the only person without a squishable.
So now he has a squishy donut.
Yeah. So they're pretty cool. Definitely check them out. They've got all kinds of animals. And...
Oh, yeah. They're well worth it. They're soft. They're just crazy awesome. Soft. We love the squishables. So we started with that this year. What else is cool this year that we... Or we know about this year.
Cam won a PS4.
I did. I won a PS4. We wanted to get one for Tristan. And I was like, there's no way I'm going to afford a PS4. So I played the Taco Bell instant win game. And I played for a while. And I didn't win. And the one day it came up, the screen took a while to change. And it came up, you're a winner. And I just started screaming. So Tristan knew I won.
He found out about it a little early.
I could have held it for Christmas, I guess. But I freaked out. I was like, oh my gosh, I won. Oh my gosh, I won. But yeah, I won a PS4.
She got the White Destiny bundle. And yes. It's like a $500 system.
I don't know, but I won.
I know. It's awesome.
It's a major award.
It is. Just like the leg lamp.
Like the leg lamp. I won.
And so we got a PS4 and it didn't cost us. You didn't even go to Taco Bell. You got the codes.
You could have a free code and I had the free code and I used it and I won.
So... She didn't have to eat Taco Bell or anything.
But I would have eaten Taco Bell. I love Taco Bell. There's just aren't any around here.
Yeah.
Well, there are, but you have to go half an hour. And I don't have time for that. So I don't have time to go half an hour to Taco Bell. But then I think, what else is cool this year?
Okay, kind of back to movies for a couple minutes anyway. We're just kind of randomly just blurting things out as we think of them that came out this year. Like non-Marvel Studios movies, we had a couple hits and a couple misses. I think Days of Future Past, X-Men, was really good.
That was good.
I think it's actually my favorite X-Men movie. I think it was great. Not so great, Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
Everything but Andrew Garfield. Andrew Garfield, I think, is a fantastic Spider-Man.
Yeah, and they might be getting rid of him, though.
And they're talking about rebooting Spider-Man again. And recasting Peter Parker, I think he's fantastic. I think he's the only thing in the Spider-Man movies that works.
Yeah.
Gwen Stacy, but they killed her. So, yeah. But I would say
we knew that was coming. I mean, yeah, it's like the Titanic sinks. Yeah, really. You don't say.
And Gwen Stacy dies. But I think if they're going to reboot Spider-Man, I really think they need to keep Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Especially if they incorporate into, they're talking about trying to roll into the Marvel Studios films.
Mm-hmm.
And if they had Spider-Man and Tony Stark going at it, that'd be
kind of fun.
That would be really fun. So hopefully they keep Andrew Garfield. I don't know. I really can't think of too much else. We were really behind on anime. Like, we used to watch anime all the time.
Yeah.
And I just catch up. Have not had time.
Watch my K-dramas too, and I haven't had time.
I know our son's been watching Sword Art Online, and he's like
very much likes it.
Have not seen it yet, but he's hooked on it. So,
and I know Attack on Titan was extremely popular this year.
Yeah, I just couldn't get past the giant naked people.
Well, they were really naked; they're like muscles and stuff. I don't know. I have to watch
giant cadavers.
When I have time, my problem was having time to watch it, and the kids. You know, if it's really violent, I probably watch it when the kids are in school. So,
yeah,
I'll have to take a look at it sometime. I just haven't had a chance. Now that I have some more time, I'll have to take a look at it.
a lot of stuff that people geek out over. Like, I just have not gotten around to watching. I don't have time. I've never seen Game of Thrones. I've never watched Walking Dead. Mm-mm. I've, Breaking Bad is another one people.
Yeah, I've never watched any of those stuff.
So, like, all these shows, everybody's raving about how good they are.
Sons of Anarchy and stuff. Haven't seen that.
Never seen it.
Did watch Once Upon a Time, though.
Yeah, now it's like the Disney Princess Live.
No, yeah. It's gotten weird, though, sometimes. Whoever hooks cute. Sorry, Matthias.
I think it sort of jumped the shark with Elsa. Elsa and Anna.
Oh, well, next time we got Ursula and...
Maleficent.
Maleficent and Cruella de Vil.
Oh, boy. Okay, so yeah, it's basically the Disney Princess.
No, I think the one that was the weirdest was Wizard of Oz.
That
one just got weird.
Yeah.
At least, you know, the princess's kind of theme went on with Elsa and Anna, but the Wizard of Oz one was a little bit. Yeah, she was a little strange. But, so there's that. I don't know what else to talk about.
Yeah, about the only live action show I watch with any regularity is Doctor Who.
I watch S.H.I.E.L.D., Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
And that was this year. And I watch The Flash, which is pretty good.
The Flash is good. I've only seen a couple episodes of it, but I like it. Reminds me of Smallville, though, where it's sort of that monster of the week.
Yeah, see, I like shows like that when they do that until they start getting this... Like, you know, X-Files was good until they had that whole government conspiracy thing, and that just started going, you know...
Yeah, I lost interest in Smallville once Lex Luthor left the show, and then it sort of turned into the Justice League.
Yes.
We got a new Doctor this year. Well, yes. Technically last year, but this was his first full season. So, Peter Capaldi is a Doctor, and what do you think about that, Cam?
I don't think he does a bad job. I don't think he's given very good things to work with this year. Like Matt Smith, he gets a bad rep too, but I think that he was better than they give him credit for. He just had some bad writing, which is what I kind of feel. There's a couple good episodes this year, but most of it kind of stunk.
I think Peter Capaldi himself is fantastic.
Yeah, I think he himself is not bad.
I mean, he's definitely a throwback to the earlier Doctors, but you know, I do think the scripts have been hit or miss this year.
I think it's the Clara show.
Yeah, that's my biggest.
Just like Matt Smith became the River Song show.
Yeah, Clara is. I personally don't care for her that much. I mean, I don't. I think there's too much Clara.
She wasn't too bad at first, but now they make her like
obnoxious.
Yes.
Yeah, she's a know-it-all. She's obnoxious.
She treats her boyfriend like crap and lies to him. And...
Yeah. So, I think there was talk that they were going to have a new companion next year. If you saw the Christmas show this year, last Christmas, the Doctor Who Christmas special, spoilers.
Yeah.
Clara is going to be sticking around for the next season, apparently.
Or at least part of it.
At least part of it. You know, hopefully they won't offer something in the beginning, because I don't want to say anything bad happened to her, but I think it's time for a change.
Mm-hmm.
She's been on for a while now. but yeah, there were some other firsts. They had the Master as a woman.
She was good.
She was incredibly good. And I know some people were like, well, the only reason they're doing it is because eventually they want the Doctor to become a woman, which probably will happen at some point.
I'm a woman and I don't like that idea. And I'm a girl. And I'm like a girl who thinks girl power is great. And I'm like...
A girl who thinks girl power is great wants a...
I don't want...
A man in a TARDIS.
I don't think it would work.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, as far as the Master goes, what's her name? Michelle Gomez?
I know, she was really good.
She was fantastic. I mean, she was great. I definitely hope they bring her back next year. So, yeah, that worked out well. Capaldi's good.
The Christmas special was pretty good.
The Christmas special was really good.
I was surprised by that, but Nick Frost
as Santa Claus, he was amazing. He was really good. So it was. I think it was one of the better Christmas specials.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was amusing.
Yeah, usually the Christmas specials aren't that great, but this one was pretty good. Let's see, other TV, apparently Cora is gay. I missed that memo.
Well,
so that's going around the internet.
Yeah. But,
so I don't have she used to be a guy, you know, so whatever.
She goes all over the place. So yeah. The
she bends both ways. Apparently I missed the memo because I stopped watching Cora after the first season.
Yeah.
I thought it was boring.
Yeah, I didn't like it too much either.
So I might have to give Korra another chance at some point. People say it got a lot better. I just found the first season to be incredibly boring compared to Avatar.
I just don't like Korra. I think herself. I just think she's a whiny twit.
That was my biggest complaint, was just Korra. At least in the first season was
Korra herself. Well, even when I started watching the second season, annoying. She was even worse.
Oh, really?
In the beginning. And I stopped watching it. I don't know if she got better as it went on, but what I saw of it, I mean, she's no Aang. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely a different show than Avatar. Different demographic. But I mean, I might give it another shot sometime. But I really had to work my way through the first season because I just found it incredibly, incredibly boring. But there are people that are like, it's a phenomenal show. It got better. You have to check it out. And now that it's over, I think you'd probably be a little more objective. And
I don't know. You can watch it. Let me know.
Okay. Because
I just. Like, Avatar, the original one, I could watch over and over again. I thought it was great. But, yeah.
Yeah, Korra just, it wasn't, I mean, from what I saw of it, it just wasn't a very fun show.
I just didn't like it too much. That's our daughter in the background.
Yeah, she's not feeling too well. But, okay, well, I really can't think of anything else because I've been too busy to watch too much, you know.
Yeah, I haven't had time lately either. I'm trying to think, I can't think of anything else. I'm sure we'll think of things afterwards. That's how it always works.
Probably. So, you know, feel free to comment.
Have you been anything that we missed that you thought was really cool this year or not cool this year you want to talk about?
Yep. Check us out on Shadowbinders online at shadowbinders.com. And, find the link for this podcast and leave a comment and tell us what your favorite geek moments of 2014 were.
Or least favorite.
Or least favorite.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Until next time. Bye.